XBK4CBG.
UBG, KB4CBA. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good. I'm currently parked behind the store over here on 418. Don't think I'm getting in a repeater too good. Give me just a minute and I'll be out behind this store.
Hi to me. I'm talking on my new ICOM 2730. I just got it. I'm supposed to be here Monday, but it got here early. I'm trying to figure out how to program this thing.
I barely hear that. Give me just a minute and I'll be out behind the store here. Give me just a second and I'll come back to you in just a second. UBG. I'm out behind the building now if you can hear me. If you're still there.
And for you. I'm sorry. UBG, KB4CBA, Kevin, still sitting there scratching my head.
I have that problem every once in a while, too, you know. I just seen a kind of a tag on the back of a pickup truck just a second ago that said K4XB. I can't remember who that is. I can't remember if that's Tommy. I was actually pulling in the gas station and they was pulling out. That's who I think that is.
That is correct. That is Tommy. This is Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I thought that might have been him. He was pulling out of the Speaks over here next to my house, and I was pulling into the Speaks, and I just happened to look back and see the tag on the back of his truck.
I didn't mean to interrupt the conversation, but this is David, KM4 Golf, State Golf. I just heard you throw his call sign out there, and I knew it. I do the Friday night nets, and he checks in pretty much every night. Anyway, Camp 4 Golf, Zulu Golf. I didn't mean to interrupt, folks. I'm going to turn it back to y'all.
Man, ain't no big deal. Well, you have a good one out there. And don't get too hot today. Just out here running around taking off some trash. Just left the landfill and back over here next to the house, fixing to go back to the landfill again. But you have a good one out that way, and back to you, KB4CBA.
Kevin, well, it looks like I may be buying software, CD, and a cable to program this thing. It's, thing's a booger. I've got one frequency programmed in here with a tone, and all I have is a manual here, but it's not very clear on how to put things into memory and that kind of thing. So I'm not having a lot of success, and I want to put this in my car, but I don't want to put it in there until I get it programmed.
So it must have came in early, didn't it?
It's supposed to be here Monday, and I looked at my phone. We got the Nest doorbell system with the camera and all that, and it's a motion sound sensor, and you can talk to the person. Like, my wife's in Hilton Head, and she was seeing the same thing I was, and she could have talked to the guy that was delivering the box from Hilton Head if she'd have wanted to. I mean, it's really a neat system to have, and it wasn't very expensive. And so anyway, I saw that somebody had delivered something and left it on the front porch. So I walked over there from the garage, and sure enough, there it sat. I said, I'm not believing this.
It's a booger to program, but I tell you one that can probably help you a lot with that. That would be Johnny. I can't remember his call sign. But Johnny, I'm pretty sure he can help you with that, because, I mean, he's got one just like it that he's got everything programmed into. And once you get it programmed, once you learn it, you'll love that radio, man. That's one of the goodest radios I think I bought. You know, other than this Kenwood TS-2000 I got, the newest version. You know, it's got the satellite tracker and all that stuff on it, and which is pretty cool. I like this little rig I got in here, man. I got a Kenwood TM-281A in here. It's not dual band. And I was going to tell you, get you a good dual band antenna, and be sure to check the SWR on your antenna, because when I got this tram antenna back here on the back of the car, it's a dual band NMO mount. It's made for a trunk lid that slides under the edge of the trunk, and you tighten up two Allen screws, and then you screw the antenna onto it. Well, up about halfway to the antenna, there's a black-looking piece in it. And the antenna from the top of that black piece out, I had to lengthen that antenna about an inch and a half in order to get the SWR right on it, in order for that radio to put out the full 50 watts.
Well, I used Diamond dual bander, and it's basically the same kind of mount. It has three Allen heads, and it even gives you a metal plate to put under the trunk lip so that you don't even scratch the underside of the trunk lid with the Allen screws. It's really, and it's got little rubber feet on it where it sets, you know, helps steady it on the trunk, and the it's a dual bander, and it's one thing I like about it, it's a little thicker than the other antennas I purchased in the past. It doesn't flop around in the wind, even when you're going down the, you know, interstate.
That's the way this one is. It's the same way. It's pretty thick. It's got a pretty thick bottom antenna to it, and the antenna coming out the top is pretty thick, but it starts narrowing down into a smaller antenna on the top with a little ball on it. And the only thing I did was basically took that antenna, I took the top piece out and got another antenna that was a little bit longer, and we put it in there and started checking the SWR on it. Then we had to start cutting the antenna until we got to where we wanted the SWR to sit. But after that, I think the most I got that radio to put out was about 45 watts. And that wasn't too bad considering it was a 50 watt rig. You know, I had that radio setting at Carowinds in Charlotte, hitting a 610 repeater in Greenville with it. And, I mean, I couldn't hold up the repeater, but I could key the repeater. And I just couldn't hold it up long enough to talk.
That sounds like a nice rig. So you're talking about, is it Johnny, is it WD4DYH? Is that who you're talking about?
WD4DYH. Yep. He's got one just like it, and I'm sure that he'd be more than glad to probably help you out with it. And get everything put in there that you want to put into that thing. That thing holds, man. I don't know how many channels that thing holds. 999, I think.
Yeah, it does. I don't think I have that many to put in. Oh, Lordy. I got a program in software and a cable for my Baofeng, and boy, that thing, I tell you, it makes it so much easier. I've got him pulled up on QRZ, so I'm gonna. Oh shoot, he doesn't show some people leave their email address, or you can click on and get their email address. I'll find somebody that's got his phone number. And anyway. Well, let me jump out of here. I gotta go get some supper. I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry.
Roger, I got the telephone number right here if you want it.
Go ahead. Give him a call. Well, let me run, Kevin. I appreciate your help with that. And you behave yourself. Have a good weekend. KN4 UBG, KB4 CBA.
Man, have a good weekend. I'll holler at you again later. I'll probably get you sometime after a while or sometime tomorrow. KB4 CBA, KN4 UBG 73. Be good out there and don't get too hot. I'll be clear.